It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Starting high school can be tough. Classes are often a lot harder than they were in middle school. The social pressures are intense. Not everyone's ready to make the jump from 8th to 9th grade. Well, a program in the Denver Public Schools is designed to ease the transition. Not long before school officially started this week, thousands of incoming freshmen took part in so-called 9th grade academies. At Abraham Lincoln High in southwest Denver, this kind of intensive orientation seems to be making a difference. That's according to Principal Antonio Escobel. He says 5 years ago, when the academy started, only about 65% of freshmen were on track to graduate. As we'll hear shortly, that figure is much higher today. First, though, a bit more about the academies.
The purpose of the academies is to really give our ninth graders an opportunity to understand what high school is all about prior to actually attending. Because a lot of research states that the more success freshmen have, the more likely they're going to graduate on time. So here at Abraham Lincoln High School, as well as throughout Denver Public Schools, we've really invested heavily with our freshmen, and it's starting to pay off.
It's really the idea that you hope this leads to a better graduation rate.
Definitely. You know, if a freshman fails just one course, then all of a sudden their chances of graduating on time reduces almost by 15%. So the more that we invest and give them the support that they need, especially up front, then more likely we'll have more graduates.
You said you'd been doing this for 5 years, and you said it's starting to pay off. What's the evidence of that?
We're seeing more ninth graders staying in school. We're seeing more ninth graders on track to graduate. Right now, this past year, we hovered about 85% of our freshmen were on track to graduate. So right off the bat, you know, that those are some numbers that we can show that really attribute back to, you know, the academies.
Take us into one of these academies. What are the kinds of things middle school, soon to become high school freshmen, are learning?
Students get an understanding of what high school is about. So they kind of get like an introductory to high school type of course. You know, what is a high school credit worth? Also, the requirements for high school graduation. We also talk about the importance of the certain type of classes they should be able to take. There's two other components. One is around literacy. And then also we work a little bit on math as well. We really bridge what they learned in eighth grade to possibly what they're going to do in ninth grade, which is usually algebra or geometry. And then we usually end each day, because the academy is for 10 days, we usually end each day with, you know, something about our school. Anything from, you know, our discipline policies to, what's expected in terms of the dress code, because we do have a school uniform here. Hmm. We're able to really articulate our expectations.
Now, why would this prevent a student from failing a class in their freshman year? In other words, if they lack the knowledge of the subject, a 10-day workshop, is that going to make a difference?
Well, you know, it's really not about them acquiring the skill or the knowledge at this point. What we're really looking at is building relationships, really trying to make sure that our freshmen get to know, first of all, some of their peers prior to when school starts. Because I think all of us can remember back to when we were in ninth grade, when we were 14 years old, it's somewhat daunting to, start school at a brand new big high school and not really knowing a whole lot of people. So, for instance, this past year, we had 70% of our freshman class attend our summer academy, which is strictly voluntary. And so now we know that, you know, at least over 300 of our students are going to at least, you know, have an opportunity to know one another prior to when school starts. But also it really gives kids the opportunity to feel comfortable in the building. A lot of these kids are going to be in the same classroom that they were in for 10 days. They'll be, you know, fairly familiar. And then also a lot of the teachers that teach the Summer Academy are also freshman academy teachers throughout the school year, because we have all of our freshmen do a year-round program as well.
So though you do a little academic refreshing, mm-hmm. It really strikes me that you are trying to change the feeling that a freshman might have of just being a number in a big sea of people and really get them feeling closer to the school so they don't drop out.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, that's the challenge, I think, for every big high school is to how do you individualize relationships with over 1,900 students, in particular 500 freshmen. So You know, what we try to do is really carry over what they experienced in the summer to the school year. And we have a lot of different support systems in place for freshmen here to ensure as much as we can that, you know, they feel that they are important and that they're not just a number, and that we really do, you know, expect them to do well.
Which is to say that the Freshman Academy isn't the only thing you do to support them. That continues throughout the year in some form.
Exactly, yeah. It's definitely a component of what we do with our ninth graders that has definitely been a big factor in our success with freshmen. But, as you say, it does lend itself to, you know, other support mechanisms that we have in place.
Give me an example of one of those that I might encounter later in my freshman year.
Sure. Well, all of our freshmen have the same ninth grade academic guidance counselor. And this counselor, you know, really tries to guide them through their academic programming in their freshman year. But what's nice is that this counselor will also stay with them throughout their high school career. So they will loop with this counselor. So in 10th grade, they have the same guidance counselor all the way through 11th and 12th. We also have an attendance liaison, somebody that tracks freshman attendance on a daily basis. Anytime a freshman dips below 85%, then there's an intervention that takes place. And then we have attendance liaisons all the way throughout till their senior year.
And they might go out knocking on a door or something.
Definitely. Home visits, letters home, bringing parents in, putting them on attendance contracts, just really making sure that, you know, we get the kids here in class and that they're learning.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And we're talking to the principal of Lincoln High School in Denver. That's Antonio Escobel. And what we're talking about is freshman academies. These are primers for soon-to-be high school freshmen just before the school year starts. Gets them introduced to the environment. And really, the goal here is to ensure that they graduate, improve the graduation rate. Now, you mentioned parents. Aren't parents and maybe siblings that have gone before these kids in high school, aren't they, you know, good support systems this way? Can't they help?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, any parent or sibling can definitely offer their experience. But one of the things that we're realizing in the last few years is that a lot of our students' parents, especially in the neighborhood we're at, never attended high school. Or if they did, they didn't complete or have a very successful high school experience. And so what we're trying to do is to really be proactive with our kids and really making sure that, you know, if there is something that they missed at home, that we could fill that gap.
These are voluntary, these summer academies.
Yes. We had 60% last year, and this year we had 70%.
I mean, for something that's voluntary, that interrupts my summer.
Sure. Yeah.
That I find stunning.
Yeah, we're excited about that. You know, this is something we've been building on for the last 5 years, and you know, the first year we did it, we only had 70 students show up, and this past year, over 300. I think it's become just part of the culture here at our school that our eighth graders know that, you know, this is what we do at Lincoln, and I better show up.
So with 70% participation, it sounds like you're not appealing to just one kind of student.
No, you know, I think the intent of Freshman Academies originally was to really, you know, attract those students that needed extra help. But what we're finding out is that pretty much every kind of student is really excited about the academy. You know, we have students anywhere from their reading or math levels anywhere from third to fifth grade, all the way up to kids that are, you know, college bound, that know exactly what they need to do in order to graduate from high school, and they have a plan as to how they're going to get to college. And then, you know, we have students in between. We have special ed students. We have students of second languages. Within that, you know, it's definitely a good representation of who our entire freshman class is, and it really makes it for a remarkable experience for all types of students.
Have you had any conversations with some of these incoming freshmen this summer?
Yeah, they were here for 10 days, and I was able to talk to them informally on day one, and then also throughout the academy when I'd see them in the hallway or at the last session.
And did they seem nervous? Did they seem...
Well, yeah, at the first day, they were very quiet, and then usually by day five or six, they're like freshmen now. You know, they're loud, and they're excited, and you could tell they've developed relationships, and what's really nice is that they know some things about our school because I'm always quizzing them when I get to meet with them at the end of each day. And we were able to, you know, notice that they've definitely picked up on a lot of things that we talk about and that we expect them to do at our high school.
Well, Principal Escobel, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Antonio Escobel is principal of Denver's Abraham Lincoln High School. Now, the ninth grade academies he talked to us about are offered district-wide. So we wanted to know if the results Lincoln High has seen are happening at other DPS campuses. Well, Superintendent Tom Boesberg says the district tracked the first freshman class that went to these academies once they were widely available, so starting in the summer of 2007. And Boesberg says their grade point average was higher than students who didn't participate, their attendance was better, and they were more likely to pass their courses.
And then when we track those students on in the following year in as 10th graders, again, they continued to have higher grade point averages. They continued to be more likely to pass all of their 10th grade courses. They continued to have higher attendance. They continued to be less likely to drop out. So those 2 years of longitudinal data are quite positive, and I think are very good predictors that as they get to 11th and 12th grade, we'll continue to see a difference, and that difference will result in higher high school graduation rates.
And the district will know for sure whether these ninth grade academies result in higher graduation rates this school year, because that first class of freshmen that attended the academies district-wide are now seniors.